unofficialmills.co.uk.
You know what I'm like, just a humble boy from Southampton, so imagine my surprise when I turned up earlier to the place where the bus is parked, and it is a huge bus, massive bus, which sleeps 12 people, and it's my face on the side. I've blatantly been airbrushed.
You certainly have been airbrushed. You dominate this side of the bus. Why have you got a brown leather jacket that was last seen in 1977?
That's fashionable. Also, if you could, like, not write Alan Partridge style on the side of the... on my face in dirt, please.
Well, you're on one side, and Laura's on the other. Now, Laura's face is a little bit out of reach for me, but your face is bang on and perfect to graffiti on it.
So this is the tour bus. We're going to take you inside now. This is where we're going to be living, eating and sleeping 24/7 for the next 5 days. Someone's phone's going off. This is the kind of, really quite plush seating area in the bottom.
Sort of leather seats and leather cushions, and there's a big telly over there with a DVD player. All the DVDs are there. I've had a little flick through the DVDs.
And that's kind of all there is downstairs. And then we go upstairs and... hello. There's somebody watching TV. Hi there. I don't even know who that is. And...
he's your minder.
Oh, is he? Why have we got a minder?
Because
he's going to beat me up.
Because you and Laura are the true celebs, so you need a minder with you.
Right.
That's
why. He's not doing anything.
No, he's not looking after you. He's watching a film.
Right, now describe what you see around us and tell us how you feel about this.
Right, this is the sleeping area where there are about 10 or 11 bunks.
This is the one that Robbie Williams is going to be using on his tour in a few months.
So presumably, Robbie Williams will be down here.
That's right.
This being the front of the bus, of course, Scott, where you have decided that you and Laura are going to sleep in the executive bunks.
As it should be, really.
Do you think?
Well,
right.
Not?
Just look at me in my bunk. Here.
You can't fit into that.
Right, watch.
Okay, lie down on it.
Right.
Right, how tall are you?
6'3".
And how long do you reckon this bunk is?
5'8".
Seriously, I wish you could see what I can see. He really can't fit. His legs are going to dangle off the side. Oh, but you do have a PlayStation thing. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's all right, but I actually can't lift my neck to see the PlayStation screen.
You feel a bit like Dave Grohl on tour?
No, I don't feel anything like Dave Grohl on tour. Unless Dave Grohl's particularly moody.
Seriously, this is never going to happen to us again, do you know what I mean?
Thank God for that!
This is the closest we're ever going to get to being rock stars, for heaven's sake.
I can't film a bunk. I don't care about being a rock star.
Also, how much is this bus going to ming by Wednesday?
Reese, who's in charge of it, has already farted once here. You can smell it throughout the whole coach already.
Anyway, if we ever dumb down the show at all, just let us know. One night with Laura, one night with Laura. This is Scott Mills. Your call tonight at 6:30. An interesting phone call involving Vernon Kay at 6:10. We've been messing about with the radio and phone system again. You're going to like that. 6:10 tonight. And of course, after the show, it's the first auditions for One Night with Laura, as we try and find Laura, who works on the show, her Mr. Right at last, after being so unlucky in love for so long. Please welcome Laura's dad to the auditions. Thank you very much for coming today.
You're welcome.
Now, obviously, you're her dad, so you're going to have a different set of priorities in the judging process tonight. What will you be looking for?
Oh, generosity, kindness to old men, richness.
Riches?
Richness.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Ooh, right, I'm writing that down. Tell me that story you were telling me earlier about when she was at school.
Oh, this was at playgroup, and the day before she went to playgroup, I had a word with her about the world and about men in general, and suggested that she check out the blokes that she was going to meet and check for certain qualities. And I said,
"This is when she was four."
Four,
okay, right?
You've got to prepare your daughter for the world. Uh-huh. And I suggested that she found someone who's rich,
yep,
someone who likes old men, uh-huh, and someone who's preferably Welsh. Okay. And at the end of the day, when I went to collect her, she'd been round every single boy in the play school and made
really?
A nuisance of herself, yeah.
That continued.
Not really look back.
No. What is it like seeing your daughter on the side of a huge, great, big red tour bus?
Well, I'm very impressed, but it's not the daughter that I know and love. I mean, it's three or posh and airbrushed, isn't it? It's right.
Yeah, it is airbrushed, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, it is. What kind of role will you be taking in tonight's and for the rest of the week's judging process? Are you going to be, you know, the nice guy? Are you going to be Mr. Nasty? Are you going to be kind of Simon Cowell of the audition?
Firm but fair, direct and searching. I mean, lots of shady characters out there, you know.
Yeah, okay. And what will they have to do to impress you, Laura's dad?
Oh, I'm as long as they're not harmful, as long as they, you know, are reasonably okay during their audition with whatever they're doing, if they show any sign of talent, if they're...
Rich.
Got a brain, if they're rich. Mm-hmm. Got a bit of a brain, that'd be great.
Yeah, the rich thing seems to come up again and again.
This is a theme that runs through, isn't it?
Yeah. Do they still have to be Welsh?
Preferably.
Yeah, right, okay. Probably.
That could be a problem in Southampton, yeah. And probably Newcastle and Glasgow and Nottingham. Yeah. However, tomorrow, brilliant.
Yes.
They're on to a winner. Does that mean then Mr. Nasty Roll still up for grabs for the judges, if you're going to be firm but fair?
I think that should be your role.
Brilliant, I'll take really on Mr. Nasty.
We haven't really discussed this yet, have we?
No.
Shall I be like Sharon?
Okay.
I'll be Sharon.
Yeah.
So that means I can, like, throw water over you now and again.
Is that the only reason you want to be Sharon?
Kind of, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I'll be the kind of nice one.
Right.
The lovable one. You can be the really grumpy one.
I can do that.
Okay? You can be really honest.
Brilliant.
Right?
I'm looking forward to this.
And you're going to be, as Laura's dad, kind of firm but fair. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Only the best for your daughter.
Only the best, daughter.
Right. Thank you very much. We'll see you later at the auditions. Thank you, Laura's dad. One night with Laura. You right, Laura?
Yes, thank you.
Not spoke to you yet today, okay?
I know, I've been busy.
We just spoke to your dad. He's quite a guy, isn't he?
Yep.
And he wants your next boyfriend to be Welsh. Why is that in particular?
Well, our family are originally from Wales, I think, right. So maybe he'd like to, get the blood back.
Is that a big criteria for you? I mean, do they have to be Welsh?
No,
he wants
not
them
really.
To be rich and Welsh, so...
Well, rich is fine, but... Don't worry about the Welsh.
Okay. Well, that could be good in Cardiff.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. In Cardiff, that's great. But I'm just not ruling out anybody else at this point.
All right.
And so you shouldn't.
That's right. Now, I've got an idea for you, Laura. Because, you know, you're just hanging around at the moment, aren't you, really, before the auditions tonight. I'd like you to get the bus to...
She's got a face like thunder on her now. Well done.
I'm like just you to... hanging around.
Yeah. I'd like you to get the bus... With our faces on the side.
Right.
Get them to drive you into the centre of Southampton, right?
Okay.
Now, my idea is, you know in films, when someone in, like, a cafe or a diner says something, and the whole room goes completely quiet.
Yeah.
And they completely, like, silence the place.
Okay.
Does that only happen in the movies, or does that happen in real life? And I've got a select number of phrases that I want you to try and get in to try and silence the restaurant, okay?
All right.
So... You say something.
I worry about how your mind works sometimes.
No, I just want to see if it works, right?
Okay.
So you say something, which I'll tell you to say, and the whole room will go quiet, or will it? Or is it just in the films that happens, right?
So you want me to go and do that now?
If you could, yeah.
Okay.
Find you in the mood for later.
Find one of Southampton's finest beast rows, and we'll speak to you after five, all right?
Okay, cool.
Scott. Right, we're back with Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
Describe what's going on around you at the moment. Who's around?
Well, there's a few more tables filled up around me. There's lots of people just having coffee and various bits of food, having chats.
Right, I've got an idea about how you can silence the restaurant, okay?
Okay.
What I want you to do is pretend that you're on the phone, all right?
Okay.
Pretend you're chatting away on the phone, and then really loudly...
Yeah.
Like, really loud... I want you to say, but mother, I'm a lesbian.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens,
okay.
Right? We want the whole restaurant to go completely silent and everyone stare at you. But will it happen in real life or is it just in the movies? Any predictions about what you think might happen?
I think it'll go completely silent.
Do you?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
It's well noisy at the moment, though.
I know. Yeah, but she's got a big gob, hasn't she? So...
Yeah.
She'll definitely be able to silence them. Was that the one phrase that really stood out amongst all the texts that came in then?
But mother, I'm a lesbian. I think if I heard that in a pub or a restaurant, I'd probably spit my drink out and go silent. Right, so what's the phrase, Laura? Tell me quietly.
But mother, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. It needs to be really loud for me, all right?
Okay.
Yeah? And we'll find out whether the whole place will go quiet or whether it just happens in films. You ready, Laura?
I am.
Right, whenever you're ready. Will Laura silence the restaurant?
Okay. But Mum, I'm a lesbian!
It did go quiet.
Did you just, all the chatting just stopped?
You've gone red.
I really
have. You've got a really funny colour.
I can't cope with it. I've gone red for you. Thank you, Laura. Now, people have been registering in their thousands online. Mm-hmm. But what we wanted to do for the people of Southampton today was give them a last-minute opportunity to get a piece of the action. So earlier, I went out with the megaphone.
Right.
Just to try and drum up some interested people. And literally, we were mobbed. Listen to this.
Gentlemen of Southampton, eligible bachelors, that means you haven't got a girlfriend, it's your time. This is my friend Laura, who works on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1. And she's always been unlucky in love. Maybe you could be her Mr. Right. So, if you're single and you fancy a bit of Laura, please form an orderly queue here now. Thank you. Just here. Any single men? Just right here on the spot. Come forward, don't be shy. Anybody?
So, there wasn't a stampede then at that point.
No, but you know what people can be like in the street, you know? Some bloke just randomly starts shouting on a megaphone. You're not going to go up and form a queue.
No, you're not. You'd be quite shy.
So, no one really came up to us at all, apart from one bloke. And I got a tip-off about him.
Right.
Listen to this. Who?
A mate behind stools in the...
Where?
Adam. In PHS.
How old is he?
About 18, 19, 20.
Nice. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Are you Adam?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Scott from Radio 1. You probably know that. And do you see this? Laura here?
Yeah.
Do you fancy her?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Yeah, okay. Are you single at the moment?
Yeah.
You are? How long for?
Ages.
Is it? Okay. What do you look for in a lady?
She's got to be funny, cute, nice smile, nice hair.
Okay. Now, are you free this evening?
Yes.
You are free?
I am.
You haven't entered the competition yet, right?
No.
Right, do you know about the competition?
No.
Okay, it's win one night with Laura. Basically, Laura, who works on my show, has always been unlucky in love, and we're going to change all that, and we're going to find her Mr. Right. There is an audition process.
Okay.
Okay? There will be hundreds of other people there as well.
Okay.
But are you up for that? I mean, and you have to do something like a turn to impress Laura.
Yeah.
Okay? A poem, a song, anything like that.
Okay.
And you can come tonight, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get you the details. Wait right there. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Good. That's Adam. He's 20. He's from Southampton. He quite fancies you. That's good. So, did you like that bit at the beginning?
I'm Scott, you've probably heard of me. You probably know that.
No, only because I didn't know.
You won't get your head off the bunk on that bed.
No, only because I had a big old Radio 1 microphone with me.
Right.
A slight tan, really white teeth, and a flipping great megaphone.
Okay, alright.
I'm not saying, you probably recognise. You might know
that's
me.
That's what it said.
You might know me from such shows as The Scott Mills Show. I'm not saying that.
Reverse word.
Anyway. So, Adam is coming to the audition tonight, and to be honest, he was really the only person we found.
Okay.
There were a couple of people that just ran off, and because we were pointing a camera in their faces, because it's going to be a Radio 1 online as well, didn't want to be seen at all.
Fair enough. Well, you want quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
That's the way to look, is it?
So, Adam, we'll see you tonight. It's only when you kind of explain to people the process of winning this that you realise how quite ridiculous the idea is. This seemed like a great idea in the pub 6 months ago. Anyway, the auditions are on tonight in Southampton, and we will bring you the best of them tomorrow on Radio 1. One night with Laura, one night with Laura. I really do hope we find your Mr. Right out of this.
You hope you do, I do as well.
And I hope I don't do an Ulrika and run off with the winner. That would be wrong, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be wrong, really.
It's all about you, isn't it?
It's all about me.
Isn't it?